I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will tell the Security Council next week that both Israel and Hamas are violating children's rights and leaving them exposed to danger in their war to eliminate each other. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The UN Secretary General is criticizing both sides of the Israel-Hamas war when it comes to violating the rights of children in armed conflict. A UN spokesman says Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Israel's ambassador to deliver the news Israel would be listed as one of three parties engaged in killing and maiming children. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan reacted with outrage, saying of Guterres, shame on him. The Palestinian UN ambassador says adding Israel to the so-called list of shame will not bring back children who were killed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden, in a speech on Friday, drew on the inspiration of American World War II heroes in the modern-day fight for democracy. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president stood at Francis Point d'Oak, on the same spot where Ronald Reagan 40 years earlier honored Army Rangers who scaled seaside cliffs to take out German artillery positions. The president urged Americans to hear their voices.
They're not asking us to scale these cliffs. But they're asking us to stay true to what America stands for.
The president drew an implicit contrast with Donald Trump, who's threatened to dismantle U.S. commitments overseas if elected again. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A U.S. military-built pier designed to carry aid into Gaza by boat has been reconnected to the beach after it broke apart in storms and rough seas. U.S. Central Command said Friday that food and other supplies